Please identify yourselves and speak loud and clear so we can for the recorder. So with that, we'll call roll call. We've got Trustee Dave Wilson.
Here.
Oh my goodness, safe at second. And Santos is here. So that is, we have Roberto Pena, our CEO. Of course, our panel with Sandra. And do we have Russ on the air?
Yes. Hi, Richard. Can you hear me?
Again, loud and clear. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Glad you're here. Thank you. So with that, we'll go to the consent calendar. We need a
motion to approve the consent
there's
calendar.
A motion to approve the consent calendar by Dave Wilson and second by Santos. All in favor?
Aye.
That carries. Any public comments before we get started? Okay, with that, we have orders of the day none, wave the sunshine none. Any public comment? As I said again, if you do, just make sure we're notified. God does listen to you. And with that, we'll go to the first item. Second item, I'm sorry, application for a change of status to a service connected disability retirement. We have Police Sergeant Teddy LaCap from the San Jose Police Department request for a change of status to a service connected disability effective July 13th, 2019, with 27.77 years of service. Is Teddy here or on the air?
I'm here. Thank you.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you also.
Good. Amy, would you? Thank you.
Applicant's name is Teddy LaCap. His classification is police sergeant. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are neck and arms. His disability retirement application was received on 4/4/19. His current status is service retirement effective 7/13/19. His date of separation is 7/12/19. His status at time of application was leave of absence. His status at time of separation was also leave of absence. Permanent work restrictions, restrictions, there's a long list, so I'll list the first three. No use of firearms, no apprehension of suspects, and no operation of police vehicles. Regarding accommodation and restrictions, the department could not accommodate.
Thank you, Sandra. Russ?
Yeah, I'd like to provide the conclusion of Sandra and I, and we recommend that the committee adopt the sixth recommendation, the granting of this application. Again, we focused on the relevant date of July 2019 as the date of separation. We considered his neck and his arms. And as to the neck, we noted that he did have, unfortunately, a serious pre-existing condition, cervical degenerative disc disease, and also spondylosis. But he did have the significant work event, kind of the whip, as summarized by Dr. Ishizui, as a whiplash incident in May 2018, not the best thing for his neck. And instead, Dr. Ishizui concluded, and we think persuasively concluded, that that work incident aggravated his underlying degenerative disc disease. So lots of permanent work restrictions for the neck. Unfortunately, the department can't accommodate them. And a conclusion of service connection due to aggravation as to the neck. As to the wrists, in a sense, that's also a continuation of the neck. Dr. Ishizui concluded that his underlying neck condition, including the spondylosis, as aggravated by the May 2018 whiplash, resulted in the permanent work restrictions for the wrists. He also referred to the cumulative trauma due to the type of activities he would routinely have to do on the job. But Dr. Ishizui did not rely solely or even predominantly on the on any notion of cumulative trauma, but instead focused on the May 2018 whiplash. We found Dr. Ishizui's analysis and conclusion to be persuasive.
Thank you, Russ. Sergeant, would you like to address us before I go to Trustee Wilson?
No, thank you, sir. I've read the report and I don't have any further comment.
All right, thank you. Dave?
Yeah, in light of Dr. Shizui's recommendation, as well as our staff and council, I'd like to make a motion to recommend to the full board a change of status for Sergeant Teddy LeCap from service service retirement to service-connected disability retirement.
There's a second by Santos. Roll call?
Aye.
Aye. That carries. So, Sergeant, that'll go to the consent calendar at the board, unless they have some questions or so on. And you don't have to attend, but if you'd like to, we welcome you. And with that, Mr. Wilson, go right ahead, please.
Teddy, I know it's been, 4 years you've been waiting for this, so a long time coming. Takes some solace that some other people have waited longer.
Yes, but, I understand.
Hopefully, you're still enjoying retirement, hopefully the house is coming along great. I still talk to Christina every once in a while. Now that you're both retired, start traveling more, my friend.
Thank you very much, and I thank the board for the time that you put into this.
Sergeant, best of health to you. I hope you enjoy your retirement, and be safe. Thank you.
Thank you. You also.
Okay. And Maytag, are you there? I didn't see you from here.
I don't think Maytag is in attendance.
Okay, good.
No.
All right.
I think Russ is going to.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Next, we have Battalion Chief Jeffrey Welch. San Jose Fire Department requested change of status to a service-connected disability retirement effective December 14, 2019, with 25.42 years of service. Battalion Chief Welch, are you here?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Okay, with that, we'll go to Amy.
The applicant's name is Jeffrey Welch. His classification is Battalion Chief. His attorney is Sam Swift. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are right wrist, right shoulder, and neck. His disability retirement application was received on 10/2/19. His current status is service retirement effective 12/14/19. His date of separation is 12/13/19. His status at time of application was total temporary disability. His status at time of separation was modified duty. Permanent work restrictions. Regarding the restrictions, there's a long list, so I will read the first three. No wearing of protective helmet, backpack, SCBA, and PPE. No driving of vehicles due to limitation of neck, range of motion, and difficulty observing oncoming traffic, and no overhead work. Regarding accommodation and restrictions, the department could not accommodate.
Thank you, Amy. Russ?
Hi. Sandra and I recommend to the committee that it adopt as its recommendation to the board the granting of this application. We again focused on the relevant date, namely the date of separation of December 2019. We noted that was after over 23 years service with the fire department. We look closely at the body parts of neck, right shoulder, and wrist. We noticed as to each of those, there were very significant permanent work restrictions which the department could not accommodate. Looking at the neck, unfortunately, Battalion Chief Welch had cervical degenerative disc disease and stenosis. As far as work incidents, he had a significant motor vehicle accident in July 2019, shortly before he had to separate. Sandra and I considered Dr. Ishizui's conclusion that that motor vehicle accident aggravated his underlying condition and therefore made the connection to his employment with San Jose. As to the right shoulder, there was an earlier trip and fall incident in March 18, and I'm probably minimizing by just summarizing it in a very unnuanced fashion. This occurred at a fire. It probably was much more significant than I'm stating it right now. With the right shoulder, the incident was in March, and about 3 months later, he had to have surgery on that right shoulder, again indicating the significance of the event at work. And there were permanent work restrictions, and Dr. Ishizui concluded that the March 2018 incident contributed in a real and material way to those permanent work restrictions. That leaves the right wrist that also was injured in the March 2018 incident. About a year and a half later, Mr. Welsh had to have a partial fusion of that wrist, again arising from that March 2018 incident. So Sandra and I, in this context, were persuaded by Dr. Ishizui's conclusion that that work event contributed to his permanent work restrictions. Accordingly, we advanced the recommendation to the committee that I earlier stated. That's all we have on that one.
Thank you, Russ and Sandra. Appreciate that. Attorney Chief Welch, would you like to address us before we make a decision?
No, I like the last applicant. I've read the report and agree with it, and it's conclusive. Thank you.
You're welcome. Trustee Wilson?
Yes, based on council and staff's recommendation, as well as the report issued by Dr. Ishizui, I'd like to make a motion to recommend to the full board to grant a service-connected disability retirement to Battalion Chief Welch.
And there's a second by Santos. Roll call?
Aye.
Aye. That is approved. We'll go to the board, Battalion Chief Welch. I want to say from all of us, thank you for your service. I hope you're safe and enjoy your retirement. Mr. Wilson?
Just enjoy your retirement. Get more out of retirement than you gave to the city. Those are the rules.
I appreciate that. You guys as well. And thank you to the board and staff for all your work on this. Appreciate it.
Again, thank you for your service. Take care.
Thank you.
I'd like to give my 2 cents.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. Any public comments before I go to the next item? All right, thank you. We have number 3, new business. By the way, Roberto, welcome. Any comments?
No, sir. Everything good. Thank you, sir.
This is a discussion and action related to the disability application of member Victor Ballerino. Hi, Victor.
And Richard, may I provide a introduction and background to this item?
Yes, please do. Thank you, Russ. Go ahead.
This is, as you may recall, the committee several months ago approved as its recommendation, the recommendation by Sandra and I, that the committee recommend that the board grant this application. The reason it's back is because subsequently we received an indication or a copy of an submission by Fire Captain Polverino that was, in a sense, a letter of or a submission of gratitude or statement of gratitude to his personal trainer. In the course of that sort of a positive write-up of the trainer and the date of the statement was January 25th, 2021, about a year after the date of separation. Fire Captain Polverino stated, "I am in the best shape I have ever been in years." So an anonymous whistleblower provided that to us, and that's why we're back here today. Depending on what meaning is ascribed to the statement I just gave you, it could perhaps indicate that Fire Captain Polverino was either not incapacitated when we granted, when as of the relevant date of January 2020, or even if incapacitated then, he was better by January 2021. But let me hasten to say that is only one of many possible interpretations of that rather a limited number of words that I just quoted to you. I know we all want to hear from our Captain Polverino, but I'd just like to provide a little bit of additional background. It's also an explanation of why the committee concluded as it initially did. But before getting into that, I'd also remind the committee it can do a variety of things today. It can grant the application or reaffirm its recommendation to grant the application. It could decide adversely to Fire Captain Polverino that the application should be rejected by the board, or potentially it could be the committee could refer this back to Dr. Ishizui. I think any of those options are viable, but I think they all depend on the facts. So before hearing, even though the most important thing is to hear from Fire Captain Polverino, I think it's helpful to get the facts back in our mind. The date of separation, or the relevant date we're looking at, is January 2020. Fire Captain Polverino had been a fire captain. He had 25 years of service, so a long period of service. The body parts that were then before the committee and are before the committee now are his lower back and right knee. We also, Sandra and I mentioned to the committee back then that Fire Captain Polverino, as of his date of separation, had been working full duty. So sometimes that could give to mind, oh, well, there's no problem. But Dr. Ishizui, in his report, mentioned that he had transferred to a less demanding station that, in a sense, could accommodate the great number of permanent work restrictions for his lower back and right knee that Dr. Ishizui had enumerated in his report. And before I get into a reminder of service connection, and still staying on the issue of incapacity, I think it's also relevant that another physician besides Dr. Ishizui, Stephen Feinberg, in an AME report from November 2021, so about the same time as that statement that I read to you, that Dr. Feinberg concluded that Fire Captain Polverino could not return to firefighting. Now, as far as the lower back, the diagnosis was herniated disc and sciatica. So that statement occurs in the context of a diagnosis of herniated disc and sciatica. He had work incidents that contributed, work incidents to his lower back that contributed to his permanent work restrictions to the low back. And he also underwent low back surgery in October 2016. So again, those are part of the context that I think the committee would be interested in recalling in considering how to evaluate the statement. With respect to right knee now, the other body part, in July 2019, his right knee buckled while he was at a wildland, fighting a wildland fire. He did have a diagnosis of degenerative osteoarthritis, which Dr. Ishizui concluded was aggravated by the July 19 wildfire incident. Now, the question before us today really isn't service connection. Instead, it's trying to flesh out the statement I read to you from January 2021, namely, I'm in the best shape I have been in years. And I hope I didn't spend too much time on that introduction, but I think that context is important to deciding what those words mean. Even more importantly, I request that the committee now turn to Fire Captain Polverino and kind of ask him to explain that statement to the degree he wishes to. The committee's aware that he already provided a written response, but I think it would be helpful in this context if the fire captain is willing to sort of give his oral comments on his statement, and to the degree he thinks it's appropriate to flesh out what he put in his written statement. So at this point, I'd like to shut up and turn it over to Fire Captain Polverino.
So, Russ, thank you for your research and your comments, because that gave me the opportunity to review my notes. So I appreciate that very much. Captain, go right ahead.
Hi, I believe my attorney, Todd Johnson's on here, and he'd like to say something first, and then I will go ahead and follow up, if that's okay.
Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. I would like to address a committee about the anonymous complaint that came in. So based on the complaint, I think it's my understanding that the general public doesn't understand the process of granting service-connected disability retirements to police officers and firefighters. They are not privy to the medical file, and in most cases, these medical files are quite large. They are not privy to the medical evaluations. And in most of these cases, these firefighters or police officers have been evaluated by multiple evaluations in both workers' comp and by the city of San Jose for the IME that is done in the retirement department. In the case of Mr. Polverino, he was evaluated by Dr. Steven Feinberg as the agreed medical evaluator on multiple occasions in 2021 and 2023. Dr. Feinberg found that Mr. Polverino could not do his usual and customary job as a firefighter due to his work injuries that included injuries to his low back, his right knee, and his right shoulder. Mr. Polverino underwent a spinal surgery because of his back injury as a firefighter. He was awarded a workers' compensation permanent disability of 73% for multiple injuries in the workers' compensation cases that he's had over the years. He was evaluated also by Dr. Ishizui in 2023, and Dr. Ishizui, as an independent medical evaluator, also found that Mr. Polverino could not do the job of a firefighter, and Dr. Ishizui is a trained orthopedic surgeon. So it's, I think taking a statement online out of context without the full review of the medical file doesn't set a clear picture of what these firefighters go through. In my practice, representing multiple firefighters over the years, these firefighters usually retire with a surgery under their belt. They've had multiple injuries. It's a very arduous job. There's frequent lifting, pushing, pulling, twisting, climbing. And they have a surgery and they're not able to do the arduous job of a firefighter after so many years in their career. And I think that's the case with Victor here. You know, he had a spinal surgery. He retired. He was feeling better. He helped out his trainer by writing a nice review for him online. The general public Googled him, found it, and said, oh, look, you know, he can do the job of a firefighter. But when you take into consideration the MRIs, the surgical reports, the evaluating doctors, I think it paints a picture that it's not safe for Mr. Polverino to do the job of a firefighter any longer. So I'd like Victor to also explain as well in a short statement.
All right, thank you very much. Go ahead, Victor.
I was told you have the
put that microphone closer to
I was told that you had the response, the letter I wrote.
Yes, we do.
If I may, can I read that and then I'll follow up and expand on that? Dear committee members, this letter is in response to the whistleblower's complaint regarding the approval of my disability claim. The whistleblower questioned how I could be awarded a disability retirement based on a review I wrote for my personal trainer on January 25th of 2021. In the review, as the whistleblower stated in their complaint, I wrote, I am in the best shape I have been in years. While I stand by my statement at the time, this is a very subjective statement, as the meaning or feeling of being in the best shape can vary greatly from one individual to the next. In hindsight, maybe a more accurate statement would have been, I feel the best I've felt in years. After I retired and feeling the effects of my injuries and the COVID lockdowns, I realized that I needed to make a change and better invest in myself. At my own expense, I found a personal trainer who could help me better manage my injuries, the pain that I was having, and give me an improved lifestyle in retirement. Over time, my trainer has helped me improve my core strength, balance, and mobility. My workouts have never included any heavy weight training or anything that would further exacerbate my injuries. And because I'm feeling better physically after retirement, by no means does that mean I'm physically able to do the job as a firefighter. At my IME appointment, and I'll also say my AMEs with Dr. Feinberg, but at my IME appointment with Dr. Shuzu, I did inform him that I had been working out with a personal trainer. And I do appreciate the opportunity to respond and to the complaint. Let me just say that when I said I was in the best shape, I had, you know, went from having to pop 800 milligram horse Motrin pills just about every day, doing stretches I could do, what I learned in physical therapy after my surgeries and after my knee issue. But I was feeling stagnant, not feeling good, didn't want to have to be popping pills every day to make me feel better. And so a friend of mine recommended this trainer, and he lived in my town where I live. And so I started going to him and told him what was going on with me. And he, I think it was, I had been with him several months, maybe 3 months when I wrote this. And, you know, yeah, I felt much better because I was doing things right. I didn't have to pop Motrins every day anymore. And it didn't mean I could go out and run a marathon, or I was, you know, buffed up, muscular, super cut, and just felt, you know, invincible again. By no means. It just was giving me a better lifestyle. And, you know, I feel like, yeah, the job as a firefighter and, you know, putting on 50, 60 plus pounds of gear to go in and fight a fire, there's no way I could continue to do that, or pulling hose lines, going to wildland fires, cutting fire line, doing all those activities that's required. So yes, I felt a lot better than from where I was when I retired in 2021, feeling much better. Anyways, this is tough, but anyways, it's okay.
Mr. Chair, may I?
Yeah.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm going to get on my soapbox a little bit here because I'm actually sick and tired of anonymous whistleblowers being empowered to disrupt people's lives and throw baseless accusations at people, causing extra work and for our staff, for our board, for our committees, placing undue anxiety on the people they target. To make a claim and suggest that just because somebody goes to a personal trainer and works out that they are not still disabled is not only ignorant at best, it's malicious at worst. I take offense to it, take offense to the fact that you would claim that we are not there on our job and what we do when we investigate these disability claims. And I apologize to Captain Pulverino for having to go through this. I don't want to waste anybody else's time. And I'm going to make a motion to reaffirm our initial decision to approve the disability claim.
There's a motion by Trustee Wilson. Before I second that, I'll make some comments. It's sad that anybody has to apologize for trying to keep in shape, no matter what the restrictions are that I'm sure the plaintiff didn't understand. Mr. Wilson and myself, who work in the occupation, understand it very clearly. Question I have just asked him, at Feinberg, what doctor did your surgery?
It was a Dr. Sang from Webster Orthopedics up in,
I know them well.
I had
the opportunity after Russ made his comments to review all my notes, and I'm like Dave Wilson. I stand by what I wrote then, and I understand what you're doing. It's a real shame today. Loose lips, sink ships, stuff like that. But you don't have to apologize here. So I will second that motion. Roll call, please.
Aye.
That passes. We thank you for your service. Before I let you go, any public comment?
Ray Storms.
Go ahead. Ray Storms, go ahead.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Ray.
First of all, I want to thank both you and Mr. Wilson there for speaking up. I'm president of the Retirees Association, and I deal with this a lot with a number of retirees that have been injured and have disability and start feeling better. By no means are they able to do the job anymore. But one of the things that happens that people don't realize out there in the public, and I hope the whistleblowers watching today and understands, as we go through this process and you're in a lot of pain, you may be taking pain pills, whatever you're taking, you don't want to. Number one, you don't want to get addicted to anything. Number two, every pill you take has a side effect. And you may not know what that side effect is yet, or if it affects you. So I commend Mr. Pulverino for seeking out a trainer to help ease his pain so he doesn't have to take a pain pill. Unless you've gone through it, you don't understand it. For years, I didn't understand back issues because I never had one. And then once I did, I was like, oh my God. So with that being said, I would hope that people just don't take one statement somebody makes that was on disability. As in Mr. Poverino's statement, he was talking, he was feeling the best, or didn't say feel. I forget the phrase, but the best in years. That doesn't mean it was great. That doesn't mean he was back to himself. That just means the pain was less. That's all. So I thank you and I commend you, the board there, for recognizing this. And Victor, have a wonderful retirement. You deserve it. Thank you, gentlemen.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Let me make another comment also. I had 33 years on, and I had a terrible back. But I never had an operation because I was worried about they may, the system, retire me. So I waited after I retired and had two surgeries because I would have never made it. So I understand what you're going through. It's sad, but that's the process. We have a fair process here. So if I didn't do it, I asked for public comments. Anybody else up there wanted to speak? So I'll take roll call. Roll call.
Aye.
And I. So that passes. We affirm what we said in the past. Please have a safe and enjoyable retirement. Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I understand that we had to go through this. You do your due diligence, but I appreciate you guys.
And you did your service. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay. Let's go on to proposed agenda items. Any public comments? Before I adjourn, I want to say to staff, everybody, thank you for all the work you do to get prepared. It means a lot, especially these persons who put their lives on the line every day for the city of San Jose. One other comment was made about your transfer to a station that's had less calls. That's such a BS thing. Because as a police officer and a firefighter, it just takes one call and you're through. So don't ever comment on those things because it's not true at all. So with that, we're adjourned.
Richard?
Yes.
Russ, just a quick one. I apologize.
Just
to touch base, I don't think we need any updated checklists, but staff perhaps could correct me. Instead, I'm afraid, given probably the notoriety, even if unfair notoriety, of the whistleblower complaint, I should do a short memo on behalf of the committee summarizing why the committee reaffirmed its decision. I hope that sounds appropriate.
It Russ, as always, it is, and we thank you. We don't run from problems. We solve them, and we give back to the complainant. So thank you, Russ, and we love you. Stay safe.
Thank you.